Hi, I'm Ray, G4NSJ. Do you know, I haven't made a video about my Marconi CR100. How remiss of me. It's a lovely piece of kit. Look at the photo on this page. Absolutely lovely. I had my first CR100. I was probably 14, 15 years old. And I remember in my bedroom at night, little desk lamp on top of the receiver, shining down onto my logbook and an atlas. Because I didn't know where stations were. I'd hear, oh, this is radio so-and-so. And I think, where on earth is that? Look it up in the Atlas. Fantastic shortwave listening days. I had an aerial slung outside, just a bit of wire down the garden somewhere. And I sat there, can you believe this, every single night. What a nerd. I loved it. And I'm still a nerd. I still sit here every single night, tuning around. I'm now talking to people, being licensed. But I tune around HF, around the shortwave broadcast bands, see what's going on. It's a lot quieter these days, of course, but there's still a lot of interesting things to listen to. I bought this CR100 from a chap who'd modified it. It's not original, so it's not worth a fortune. He's added a decent product detector for single sideband reception. He's done a lot to it, and it works beautifully. It looks lovely, and it works beautifully. I'm not interested in the value of it. Okay, it's modified. People will say, oh, well, it's not worth much now. I don't care. It looks good and it works well. I just want it sitting there looking good and sounding good. And it just takes me back. I wish I'd kept the one I had in my early teens. I wish I'd kept that one, mind you. I wish I'd kept most of the gear I had back then. 19 sets, 18 set, 52 set. Fantastic. 62, 22. All the gear I'm waffling now. All the gear I had. I will make a video at some stage. In the meantime, just look at the picture. Lovely. Thanks for listening. 73. Bye for now.